First Chronicles, chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this, that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. And so the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Do you think that David does honor your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Are not his servants come to you so as to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? For this reason Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst, right close to their buttocks, and sent them away. And then there went certain of people and told David how the men had been served. And he sent to meet them, for the children were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Stay at Jericho until your beards have grown back, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves loathsome to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Mahaka, and out of Zobah. And so they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Mahaka and his people, who came and pitched before Medeba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array in front of the gate of the city. And the kings that had come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him, in front and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered to the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you will help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our Elohim, and let Yahweh do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew near before the Syrians to the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. And then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse in front of Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told to David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over Jordan, and came on them, and set the battle in array against them. And so when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed of the Syrians 7,000 men in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they made peace with David, and they became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help with the children of Ammon any more. End of chapter 19.